From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty, reporting. China devalued its currency for a third consecutive day while global markets recovered after Beijing signaled it would not continue the devaluation much further. Central bank on Thursday set the yuan's daily reference point about 1% lower than the previous day. Beijing strictly controls the yuan with a range of 2% above or below the reference point, which it sets daily. The currency has lost more than 3% of its value since the first exchange in the market, midpoint on Tuesday. Central bank officials on Thursday attempted to ease fears of further devaluation, saying the yuan was now close to market level. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 67 people in one of the capital's largest bomb attacks in months. Dozens more were wounded when a refrigerated truck packed with explosives was detonated just after dawn at the crowded Jamila Market in Sadr City, according to the officials. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Myanmar's President Thein Sein carried out a purge of the leadership of the country's ruling party Thursday in a major political shakeup ahead of national elections in November. The party released a statement saying that Union Solidarity and Development Party Chairman Shui Man was removed from that post because his duties as both a party leader and a parliamentary speaker were too much of a burden. The longtime politician, who had indicated in the past that he would run for president in 2015, has not commented on his removal. Officials say Shui Man will remain as parliament speaker and as a party candidate in the upcoming polls. This is VOA News. A recent surge in refugees entering the Greek islands has put Ankara's role in the migration under scrutiny. Ankara is voicing frustration with the European Union for failing to share the burden of the 2 million refugees it's currently hosting. Dorian Jones has more for VOA from Istanbul.
Thousands of refugees have landed on Greek islands over the last week, and nearly all of them are believed to have crossed the narrow Aegean Sea from nearby Turkey. The surge has put the spotlight on Turkish efforts to stem the migration, says Cengiz Aktar of Istanbul's Süleyman Şah University.
The law enforcement is very weak on the Turkish side. We understand that all these human traffickers are stealing boats because this is big money, and the cooperation between the two countries over the Aegean is very, very weak.
In the last few days, Turkish security forces have taken steps to stop refugees from trying to enter Greece. Analysts say Ankara could be hoping the surge in migrants, many of whom are Syrian, could facilitate a rethink on the part of its allies. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. flag will be raised Friday in Cuba. For the first time since 1961, Cuba and the United States have diplomatic relations, and Secretary of State John Kerry will raise the flag over the U.S. Embassy in Havana. But several issues from the half-century of hostilities between the two countries must be resolved. Cuban dissidents, long courted by U.S. officials for their opposition to Fidel and Raul Castro, the two brothers who have ruled the island nation for five decades, have not been invited to carry ceremony at the U.S. Embassy on Havana's waterfront for fear it would risk a boycott of the event by Cuban officials. But Kerry, the top American diplomat, is meeting later with a small group of the dissidents at the home of the chief of the U.S. mission. Pakistan and Afghanistan held high-level meetings Thursday in an attempt to ease tensions between them following a series of terror attacks in Kabul that have killed scores of people. An Afghan delegation led by Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani met with Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in Islamabad and held separate talks at Pakistan's foreign ministry, officials said. Mr. Sharif's office issued a brief statement noting that matters relating to bilateral relations and mutual interest came under discussion. Swedish prosecutors say rape allegations against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will continue to be investigated, but have dropped charges of lesser sexual misconduct. Three cases of sexual molestation and unlawful coercion against Assange were dropped because of a 5-year statute of limitation expiring. Sweden issued an arrest warrant for Assange after two women accused him of rape and sexual misconduct. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.